What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, what is up? We are here for season 15, So You Think You Can Dance, episode 3. We're talking New York auditions. This is the place to be.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So good. We had to have some Jay-Z New York because it is New York auditions, first week of auditions in New York, and we can't. Oh, it's so good. It just makes my heart happy. There's no dance like New York. So You Think You Can Dance. You guys, welcome. We are so happy to be here and chat about all things dance. Broadway. We're going to have a special segment for you guys about a genre. So each week we're going to pick a genre, and this week it's going to be Broadway. Yeah, we want you guys to be involved. So coming up on the live chat, we're going to make sure that you guys are part of the show. I am Becky Sotero. I want to introduce my amazing co-host. Go for it, guys.
Thank you, darling. I am Kim Davey. Everyone, so excited to be here today with this amazing energy and Broadway style.
Yes, Broadway, New York. We are here. I'm Jessica Williams, and yeah, let's get started.
Let's get started. Do that. My goodness. So we are on episode 3 already. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks has flown by. Mm-hmm. This is the first week of 2 in New York. Kind of overall, what do you guys think about it?
Excited. So excited. Always love New York. As I've said before, I think New York standard is always that little bit higher because the hustle is that little bit stronger, and the technique is always amazing. So, and we saw that tonight. Last night.
Yeah. Technique is strong and so different. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love. There was such a wide variety of dancers and different styles and routines, and the judges were just going crazy. So I love just the overall energy that was in the room.
Oh, it was so
even
good.
The shouting mom.
Yes, there was so much energy. And I will say, don't you think that the judges had sort of a, you know, a back and forth? There was a lot of yeses and nos, whereas I feel like in LA, it was kind of across the board a lot of yeses. But let's start out with our first dancer who did get into Academy, Emily Carr from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Beautiful contemporary dancer, dancing for 16 years. And her relationship with her sister was just... So I find myself getting immersed into these stories. What do you guys think?
Exactly why they have them, right? Mm-hmm. So that we can. It was interesting that she thinks that her sister is a better dancer as well because she wasn't auditioning, so I'd like to see her dance. But just overall, oh my gosh, technique, her legs, they went for miles. Yes. They were literally longer than her body.
Stunning.
Her like execution and all her moves were beautiful. She reminded me of an Alvin Ailey dancer in American Dance Theater. I thought she was going to say she was from New York because of that.
I saw a lot of like ballet, I felt like, in it. Just so much technique.
So much technique. Just stunning. And it was so slow and smooth and sensual. There wasn't any need to go over the top with high energy. It was just consistent.
Yeah, it was. It really was. And I agree. Her story was just so beautiful. And I actually like shed a tear that moment where she was like, my sister is my role model. And then it shot to her and her sister was crying. I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting to get emotional in the first 10 minutes.
Right.
So You Think You Can Dance, but it happened.
They do.
So the story was good. And then I just love how humble, you know, she was. Like, she's like, oh, I'm just out here to dance. And then she killed it. I mean, the lines, like you said, the control. I love when she did this lifted, like, pelvic rotation. I was just like in awe. It was very mesmerizing to watch her dance.
She had so much control.
Yes, she
did. I loved Nigel's note about elevation. Yeah. All of her moves, and she was elevated. It was like she was floating. But yeah, it was hard to not be so caught up into that moment with her sister. I'm really intrigued about next season because Nigel, if you guys saw it, he was like, come back. So who knows? Maybe there's another storyline there where we might see her come back next season.
I love that about him, though. He is so welcoming and inviting. Mm-hmm. And even though he's been doing it for so long, he wants to encourage more and more people to keep coming. Invite your family. Oh, mom, come up here. Like, I just love his energy. It's so humble and so compassionate.
So very much. Oh, my goodness. Well, and Gabriel, the breaker from the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
I was hoping for, I really had my hopes up for him. I'm sad.
So did I.
Make it through, as we know, but
the fact also that he said that he had been there in the States since he was 20, so it was like 8 years ago, and he had made a career in, he didn't say dance specifically, but obviously the arts.
Sure.
And then he was able to bring his mother over. I expected a lot more from
him. Yeah, I mean, I agree with Mary. This is a dance competition. And I mean, I saw him, his routine could have been something for like, you know, America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Something like that. But there was zero dance. But that doesn't mean next season he can't come back with more of a polished actual audition. I loved that note that Mary said. She's like, you need to learn how to audition.
Absolutely.
You have to be strategic with it. And I was on the same page when he first started. I was in awe of how he lifted off. And I was like, wow, this is going to be amazing. And then at the same time that Vanessa was like, but this is a dance competition. I was like, right.
Yeah.
And so he could have, what it was even when he, when they were like, oh, can you dance? And he's like, yeah, like drop a beat. And then they're like, okay, so it was a little uncomfortable. And then he started dancing. I'm like, oh, okay, great. He can dance. But it was kind of rushed and he was kind of doing B-boy stuff quickly. If he would have came in, started off doing B-boy, added those rings in the mist, then went back to it, they would have been amazed.
Oh,
and it just wasn't a wild performance. It was uncomfortable.
He should have made it as just a simple prop and not the entire routine was based on his cylinder.
Well,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Did he get the casting call wrong? Because it is So You Think You Can Dance.
Right.
Not So You Think You Can Steal Her.
Well, and again, I wasn't I don't know about you guys, but I was definitely underwhelmed. I wasn't completely satisfied with even his breaking.
Right.
So, and you know,
not at all.
It was a little more juvenile, but, you know, again, what we love about this show is that people always come back, and those are some of the stories we love.
But what I found really interesting last night was that both himself and the other one that we'll get to later on, that were not from America, both of them, both him from the DR and the twins later on from Bulgaria, both had the comment or the note that it's not to the level of where it needs to be, and it's we've seen that before. But it's very interesting because coming from a different country, America is so head of the pack of the world on a global stage for dance and choreography that every other country does have to sit back, watch what's on YouTube, see what is available, learn that, and then we're like 2 years behind the play.
So you feel like, that's an interesting note, so you feel like globally the US is just ahead of the mark.
Absolutely. Yeah. The US, maybe the UK slightly behind, and maybe Japan and South Korea in different arenas, but the States leads the way. And so it only makes sense for all the other countries to be that little bit behind and not showing you something necessarily new, but trying to keep up with what you guys have showed us. So that it was just an interesting thing that I noted with both.
No, but that's such a great point. Because for New York being this pinnacle of dance, if you will, where we thought we would see the best of the best, I do feel like this episode left me a little like, huh. But that's creative editing because we know that there were some incredible
amazing
talent coming through there. But you're right. I just felt like there were a lot of times where I was like, this is, again, my word kind of is juvenile. Like I could go to a, you know, just an off-the-wall dance studio and see somebody doing those routines. So I don't know. Again, I felt a little underwhelmed about
that. And sometimes when they have the technique, they need the proper choreography. And I said this last week. So, you know, maybe they need to either take lessons on how to make better routines or just have someone else choreograph it for them.
Yes. And the performance level, too. So it's all those pieces coming together.
It's absolutely a combination, isn't it? I just think it was just like he'd watched it on YouTube and tried it at home.
Yeah.
And that's what he brought to the table.
Well, can we move on to Evan, you guys? Can we move on to Evan, the tapper? I absolutely love Evan. We remember him from last season. He was the other half of Lex. So Lex was chosen. He was the runner-up to Lex, chosen by Gabby. And I mean,
not
I guess you get not a bad place to be, but I loved the judges' reactions. They were like, "This is your year."
Yeah,
you know, he just infused that perfect audition, perfect personality. We know he can do all the genres. I think that he is going to soar
if he makes it to the top, you know.
Yeah. Is that a prediction? But yeah, it was so strong, his performance. And I just loved his facials. And I love his movement and how he used his entire body and the entire stage. You know, sometimes tap can be limited because of the movement. But he soared back and forth. And I was like, yes.
He sat in his music. I love that note they gave him, as he sat in his music and he was so fluid.
His musicality is on key, and usually tappers aren't they, because they're so on the beat. But just with him, he's just, I thought it was a great piece of music choice as well, because what was it spelling out? Awesome the whole time, like brainwashing us. I am awesome. I am awesome. Yeah. Nice choice.
Very strategic. No, just performance.
See, that's
quality.
That's knowing how to audition.
Right.
Like, that is how knowing how to audition. Oh, I mean, every element is.
Well, when you compare even, you know, Evan to Gabriel, clearly, you know, it's just professional level for season 15 versus just more amateur, you know, and later 100%. On, you know, we'll talk about this, but Nigel makes that note about how Academy is so special at this stage in the game. They cannot let just anyone through. And that's something leading into Rachel B, who her nickname was Baby, our dancing, dirty dancing star. Again, they put her through, and it's interesting because she was the dancer right after he made that comment. And I was like, I don't. Personally, I just did, her jazz routine was not strong enough for season 15 Academy. Did you guys feel the same way?
Absolutely. And it was peer pressure for Nigel. I think he just crumbled and under the peer pressure of everyone else. But
because it was split, right? Two and two, obviously.
One and two. No, not at all. Again, it was something you'd find at your neighborhood dance studio. I mean, she's good. She's got potential for sure. And I like her look, that ragdoll kind of.
She shined.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I can't believe they put her through at all. And I thought it was quite funny when they said, go stand in the corner, and she didn't quite get that.
Right. She was like, oh, wait, huh? Yeah, I was highly disappointed. Yeah. I really was. I was like, you can't, just like the same, the cross-dresser from the episode one. Yeah. I'm like, this isn't a game, you know, and I know that people have great stories and it's like, oh, we're having fun. Let's see what you can do. It's not like they're putting them through to the choreography round. This is the Academy. And I just thought that it wasn't fair to other dancers who perform at the same level that she did, and they did not put her through.
Sure. It's such a valid point. I mean, like they said, sink or swim. Again, if she's not going to be at that level, which based on her audition, we can only deduct that she's not going to be at that level.
Right.
It does make you wonder, man, you're going to be up against the best of the best. And I mean, we'll talk about this later, but Victoria, who like, I mean, you just look at those two types. I mean, contemporary versus jazz, obviously contemporary is more ballet, but I just how do you compare the skill set? That's what she's going to be up against.
So, and I love Twitch's last word. He's like, you're putting a fish in a tank with sharks. Like, it's sink or swim now.
But what if what if she just soars, you know? But we know that
the technique is not there.
No. Yeah, and the transitions, like, I love that note that they said the transitions were just a little bit blocky, you know?
I was like, and prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she did have personality potential, and there's something to be said about that, but I just, it kind of negated his comment about how special and spectacular you have to be to get into the Academy. And
it's so interesting, isn't it, though? Because it just goes to show how in show business, oftentimes it is maybe a look that gets you in over talent.
Or personality.
And this was a perfect example of that. She's got something really unique and very cute. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that is enough to make me go, I want to see more of you.
Right. Yeah.
But if she wasn't as cute in that way, there's no way.
Well, for her sake, I guess it's a blessing.
Great.
Give it a whirl. So into Academy for her. And then Kyle Jr., our animated Tutter. I love animated Tutters, because there's something to be said about their performance.
Oh, yeah.
It just, like, oozes out of them every little moment. And I remember seeing Twitch's face, and he's just like, wow. That's how we feel, right?
Twitch,
did you guys feel that way?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Some of the moves, I mean, just the little, with the box and with his face over here, and like, as Mary was saying, his feet were doing things at the same time. He was super interesting to watch. I really enjoyed his performance.
Yeah, that isolation of the body and arm and movement really takes so much discipline. So and you have to, like, I love when Nigel said, people really don't understand how hard it is, because it looks so easy because they make it look easy, and that means that they are talented.
It's so funny said that, because I wrote that down. And even just, for me, the syncopation of that, you know, it's like the tapping of the, what is it, tapping on the head, rubbing, yeah, rubbing the stomach, yeah, or something. I mean, I come from dance, and even just watching that is just next level. Like you, yeah, said, I don't think next people realize. Level. And think about what it takes for someone like that to move into a contemporary dance, to move into a Broadway, and they're going to be tested at the highest level for Academy. So it's people, mm-hmm, like that I love to watch. Yeah. Because I'm like, what will happen?
Well, you know they've got the work ethic and the discipline to, yeah, actually make it happen, and that's, yeah, why it's so exciting. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
totally.
My goodness. So good. Yeah. Well, on the topic of so good, my friends, After Buzzers at this network, we produce after shows nearly all over. I mean, we've got reality TV, we've got sci-fi, we've got dramas. Oh my gosh. So much, you guys, right? Yeah. So much. So our network covers everything for every television fan. We want to make sure that you're following us, but we need your help. We are asking you to subscribe to not only our channel, the one that you're watching now, the reality channel, if you will. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to other TV shows. We want you to be a part of our YouTube family here at AfterBuzz. And then besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. Take it off, my girl.
Well, girlfriend. And so we obviously cater specific content you already like directly to you. You know that. Mm-hmm. It brings you your favorite after shows, such as So You Think You Can Dance.
So good.
So you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we are sure you will love. So since you're already tuned into our fabulous reality comp, mm-hmm, here on So You Think, mm-hmm, You Can Dance, you may also like to check out The World of Dance that's on actually later tonight. Mm-hmm. Whoop, whoop. The Challenge, The Four, MasterChef, if you like some
also
cooking.
Also many, yeah.
And remember, we've got channels for all the other genres too. So please don't be shy about subscribing to them either.
Yes, don't be shy and don't be worried about the notifications because they're optional.
Yes.
You can opt in or you can opt out.
Yes.
It's so easy. Just hit that subscribe button. It's so big and red. Subscribe and you will get such a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. And you can also let us know by posting in our comments if you have subscribed because we will give you a shout out on air. Say thank you for subscribing.
Oh, yay. So good. Yes. Thank you for subscribing.
Thank you. Yes. You're the best.
To our fans. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for being part of our live chat. We don't, yes, have it up today, but we will be starting that next week.
Yes.
And we want you to be involved. And this just culture at AfterBuzz is the best. I mean, we just bring our fans and bring the viewers into our family. So thank
it's
you so much.
It's all about the fans. So we want to hear your feedback and we just want to serve you best.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
Thank you.
Talking about feedback, I want to hear your guys' feedback on my girl Victoria. Ooh. You guys, her contemporary moves. I do agree with, mm-hmm, Nigel, very gymnastically heavy, mm-hmm, if you will. And I know he was saying, I want to see more ballet. I want to see more of the core of dance. I totally agree, but I didn't hate it.
No.
Like, I was looking at this and I'm like,
I couldn't find one thing.
She's,
yeah,
a choreographer's dream. Mm-hmm. It's like, put her with Travis, please.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I see. It was interesting. I mean, I totally understand the base of contempt coming from the technical side of ballet,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's face it, everywhere I look and see and in all the classes we're in today, there's so much more gymnastics and dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's where
true.
It's at. That's where it's going. Yeah. And so it just seemed like she was young and fresh and with the times, and that's what's happening out there in all the classes.
Athleticism. Yes. I see athleticism in her. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Her strength. Yeah. Her fortitude. Her
getting chills.
Her that being like really caressed with whimsicalness.
Ooh, whimsical.
And flow, like that headstand.
Oh, into the.
I was like,
so
one
strong.
Point she did like a breast tilt, like on the floor, like a rocking chair.
Yes.
I was like, she is amazing. She put everything in it, and I was just in awe.
Right, so controlled,
I
feel like she's going to be, you know, again. I don't know what's going to happen going forward. I mean, I do know what's going to happen, but I feel like she could quite possibly, if she gets to that round, mm-hmm. to the very end, that she could be so strong.
Yes.
I mean, like, we're talking, like, if she makes it,
yeah.
top five. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
She is incredible.
She is.
But there is youth to her. I mean, we know that there's going to be a lot of people auditioning that have come back, who have auditioned. Again, like Evan, who got all the way to... You know, the Green
the walk,
Mile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just, mm-hmm. I think that she could be so strong, but I just wonder if maybe, can't she get through Academy?
Oh, I think so.
You think she can get through Academy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
predicting top 20?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, and then I marked, I was like, favorite of the night,
yeah.
favorite,
yeah. Yeah.
highlight
yeah.
it, yeah.
Well, and you just watch her dance and you're like, she could take on anything. Again, with the athleticism, she can do the hip hop, she can do the jive, you know, she can do all of it.
And she's so, oh, she's gorgeous. I think she's stunning. Her and her oranges. her orange tree. Did you get the orange tree? And then she's got the orange top
on as well.
Meaning, like, she came from an orange, like, the actual
fruit. Oh, yes. And then that was really sad, that story about her family's farm. I'm sure you guys saw that, her family's farm being destroyed.
I'm constantly baffled by the stories they're able to pull from everyone's life. Like, everyone has a story, don't they?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. But she did represent. Did you notice the oranges on her top?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's amazing.
She was just technically flawless, so we'll see what happens, you guys.
We're rooting for you, girl.
We'll see what happens.
Victoria.
Yeah, and then, oh my gosh, your amazing twerking twins.
Why am I?
That's hilarious. Yes.
So they...
take it off. Take it. Go ahead.
The Bulgarians, the high hopes come out. The whole package was awesome, and then it was like...
Oh, I was the same way. I was like looking at them. I'm like, I had such high hopes out of the whole episode. I was like, please be amazing.
And all the judges, you could see Nigel's face going... it's just such a shame. That's but they're gorgeous, they're great TV value, and that upside down twerking cheek, left, it's very interesting, but it's borderline inappropriate insofar as just, I don't know, some of the things they were saying, and I mean, it's interesting, different culture, right?
They're cute. I was like, they are adorable, and it's the same thing that I said last week. I hope you can dance because, you know, we want to back them up so bad.
Yeah.
And I was literally like jaw dropped, like, what is happening
again?
And I was waiting. I was like, okay, there's going to be a turn. It's going to elevate. Yep. They're just kidding because they started off with the, you know, the being the servers and the whole acting at the beginning was a little weird. But I was like, no, it never rose. It was
right.
So,
to your point, I felt like from the beginning they lost me because I was waiting for it to start. There was obviously no technicality, no special moves. You know, you'd kind of seen it all. And again, back to the word of juvenile, we were all kind of expecting something a little more,
you
know, next level, if you will.
Behind the times.
And not really hip hop. I mean, I wouldn't even put it in a category.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm just like, they're just out there moving. They're like, okay, top rock, and now what?
Yeah. I literally sat there and I was thinking, this just looks like two friends getting together and just like hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, just having some fun, trying some stuff. Not choreographed.
Do you guys think, I mean, kind of jumping ahead for a second, I know we have one more person to talk about, but do you think that they were like strategizing, showing us these people this week? Because I felt just underwhelmed. And again, maybe for next week, they're trying to leave the crop, you know, the best of the best. But I just this is what New York has to bring.
That's funny. Yeah. I think it's because the previous weeks, I feel like there'd been very few that were given no's.
Yeah.
And they were all excellent. So I think they needed to just mix it up a little.
And also, also make the viewers and the audience know how important and how the best of the best. Again, they're not going to just let anybody through. So they kind of got
to. And I love that because that's what I was really concerned about. I was like, you have to show us poor auditions.
Sure.
You know, because there are people out here that are trying and it's just not good enough and is not, you know, all, what do you say, rainbows and lollipops in LA? But no, it is serious. And so I'm happy that they did show nose. And we can agree.
Me too.
But plus, it was still perfect, great for their stories and their backgrounds, right? So it's interesting TV, and there are no...
They invested so much time in those packages, though, to be a no.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like,
wow.
I'm sure a lot of the viewers feel this way, too. I put a lot into the packages. I'm like, ooh, if they're putting a lot into this person, they might go far.
But
then it
takes us on a roller coaster journey as a viewer. So we're really excited, and then we're disappointed. So we go on a journey, which is what they want.
Do you think that they have potential to come back next season better? Or are you just kind of feeling nah?
Yeah. Oh, well, if they work, anything's possible really hard.
Did you see it in them, though? Did you see it in them?
I didn't see any technique.
Mm-hmm. They're dancers, but
I want them to do something though. Like I love their personalities; they're so cute, and they're just naturally just entertaining.
Humble and humble. They were so humble.
Yeah, and just little things like even how the sister like hugged the sister when she was like, "I'm just so happy to be here. Pitch me in my dreaming." Like love their camaraderie.
Right.
And let's face it, you guys, you love their accents.
Yeah.
Their accents are always amazing. Yes, we are.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but take classes and come back later.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
And for Elan and Jordan in our sexy salsa, which I feel weird saying that because they're brother and sister, which it was it was fast. Jordan's feet, I was in love with her feet. Mm-hmm. I was in love with her pace. I felt, again, Elan, is that how you say it?
Elan.
I was thinking they were going to split them up. I thought maybe they put her through and not him. Do you think maybe the mom up there had something to do with that? Did you feel like he was that kind
of cat? That was the best moment of the show. The best moment when they asked the mom what she thought and she said, I've seen better. Now, here's my theory on that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of moves they didn't do so well in that, mm-hmm, but that mm-hmm. they could have done a lot better, which I'm sure in rehearsal.
Like you want them polished?
Just, I think they stuffed up like some of the lifts.
The lift, yeah, the lift was rough.
Just some of the turnouts and transitions was a little bit bumpy, and I felt that I'm sure they've done that better. Mm-hmm. And I think the mother literally would have felt like, that really wasn't good. And her little comment of I've seen better, I think she meant that, but then obviously she wants them to get through, so she changed it. Uh-huh. I don't think she was actually necessarily even just joking. I think when she gets home, she'll be like, you guys, that was not a good performance. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it was really good.
Like, I enjoyed it. It was, for me personally, my second favorite routine of the night. Mm-hmm. Because I really like the girl, Jordan. Like, I just like her poise, her grace. Mm-hmm. She just really had good lines. Like, I think that her brother complimented her, but he definitely was not the star of mm-hmm. it. The only thing I would say critique-wise is that she should control her face a little bit, because she would go, ooh, like when she like come out of something or push, like she looked kind of
like
shocked.
She surprised herself. Yeah. Oh my God, I landed that.
Or she would like exhale, like, whew, like got through that move.
Right.
And I was like, oh, we shouldn't see that.
Yeah, the performance level. I'm sure they'll rein that in, but she has the strength that she can really push through. I just don't think he'll.
And I love that she's full figured. I just love everything about her. She's cute personality, so I'm definitely rooting for her.
They complement each other well, but I always wonder what will happen in Academy when you have to split those two. Yeah. You know?
I think I love the choice of red always for costumes. It's so striking. And when she can spin the way she can with that dress,
spins.
Woo, stunning, wasn't it?
We're out of this world.
And the tricks that jump over his shoulder.
Yeah, she's good at flipping.
Yeah, she dove.
Yeah.
She dove into that.
Like, over, like, boom. Yep. And then the spin that they did nail is when he let go.
Yeah. But if you watch it, he had her up on his shoulders for a minute. Yeah, for a minute.
A lot of the routine.
I mean, that takes a lot of, he looked like he was pretty buff, but he just may need a little bit of, tweaking, a little more hard work, a little more time in the gym, because it just the last lift was just not there.
Well,
but I couldn't twirl somebody on my arm.
She's only 19, like they're young, so they have a lot of time to develop and improve, and I think they're going to learn so much from the Academy. Yeah. I hope they can nail the other genres.
Can you imagine the sibling rivalry that could take place when rehearsing? Things like that. Like the brothers and sisters, like, you dropped
me. Do you guys feel like that would be odd to do that style of dance with your sibling? I don't know.
No. My mom was a professional dancer and skater, and her brother went around the world as peers, and they had a great relationship.
Sure.
But you can obviously say more things to a partner who's a brother or a sister.
Of course.
I think if it's like the rumba or like a sexier routine, mm-hmm. a tango, where they have to be kind of like what she said, bump and grind. It didn't happen in this routine.
Right.
Hand placement was appropriate, and it wasn't over-sexualized because she is young.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so mom is choreographing and watching everything, so she's not going to let her kids look bad.
So good. Well, talking of sexual healing, special news in the dance world, everybody. Our very own So You Think You Can Dance family member, Jenna Johnson and Val, got engaged.
Yay! Congratulations.
I'm thrilled. I'm like, I love them so much. They got engaged in Italy, you guys.
Mm, how perfect.
That's cool. That's
stunning.
So dreamy.
So dreamy.
Look at that. And she's so surprised.
I'm getting chills. And they just love each other so much. If you kind of watch them in social media and they're, even when they're together, we had the opportunity to interview them last year, in different ways than individually.
So
awesome. And they are just incredible. And so congratulations to
them. To have a husband that can dance.
Well, think about how much fun that must be. Can you imagine them in their kitchen or in their living room?
They're
just
awesome.
They just they probably just like pot de beret themselves into bed or something.
They do more than that.
I'm sure they do more than that. But that's a really special piece of news for sure.
That's funny. Cool. Speaking of, though, I really am hoping that Jenna's back in the Academy. Mm-hmm. We don't know. 2 weeks.
We don't know.
Wait. I can't wait.
I know the week you're after kidding. Next, it'll be here before we know it. So we talked about this earlier. We want to do a segment, special segment for every show. And this week we're going to talk about Broadway. So we are going to bring a little bit of information about Broadway to educate y'all. And it'll be fun. And the person that I picked was, Tice DiOrio. So one of the just pioneers of Broadway for So You Think You Can Dance in terms of choreographers. His routines are stacked, and also people may not know He is an incredible contemporary choreographer as well. He won an Emmy in 2009, wow. everybody, for outstanding choreography. That's so cool, this, man. He is no joke. I mean, he's been in the film Showgirls. I mean, his resume is stacked. So I wanted to share a little video with you guys. Yes. One of my favorite routines was season one with Nick and Melody, all that jazz. And this, why I love this routine is because it's raw. We're talking season one.
You're taking us back.
Yes, taking us way back. I mean, we're in 15. We should take it back to the beginning. But look at this. It's so raw. There's no theatricality. It's just them. Oh, man. So good.
Good old Chicago.
Oh, and Chicago is just by far one of the best Broadway shows. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Tyus is definitely an OG.
So many Fosse moves. Yes. He's just known for that. Fosse. But everything is so well placed. I mean, you obviously give credit to the dancers, but he has done countless group routines that have been just some of the judges' favorites, some of the dancers' favorites. Yeah. And again, I mean, Ade and Melissa from season 5, he choreographed this woman's work and that routine. I don't know if you guys remember that contemporary routine.
Yes, ma'am.
Still gives me chills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I haven't thought about it in a minute. You're taking me back, Becky.
Well, Tyus, like I said, I feel like he's one of the Broadway pioneers. Yeah. I just wanted to kind of talk about him and share some of the routines that I think are so special that I hope people will go back onto YouTube and look back on. And he's so humble, and I'm excited to see what he'll do next. Yeah. But I feel like he's more commonly choreographed the group routines, which are even harder.
Yes.
I mean, season 4, we know Comfort Fidoki came out of there. Twitch came out of there. I mean, so many just legends came out of season four.
Four.
And he did their top 14 group routine, Money Money, and that one sticks out in my mind too. That one was just fire.
So good.
All of them. Oh, man.
So good. How about you guys?
Yeah, so a choreographer that I want to highlight is actually a new one to So You Think You Can Dance, Warren Carlisle. He choreographed a routine, a very special routine last year. But just a little bit about him. He is a British director. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really studied in Norwich, and he had the capability of doing so much in theater. Mm. So much in theater. Like, his resume is so large, but I find it interesting that he is just now tapping into television. Mm. You know, he did a choreography for a TV show that used to be on CBS, Deception, and he did So You Think You Can Dance this past season. So I like new choreographers because we're able to see just a different spice, and they bring in a different flavor that we haven't seen before. Now, one of my favorite routines, he actually choreographed it, and it was with Kiki and Jenna last year.
And
what was so dynamic about this routine is their use of props, because this was the cane routine.
I think this will go down in history as by far one of the most challenging.
Most challenging, holding your breath the entire time, because they did not drop the cane once. And the canes were just coming at them left and right in this routine.
And just the costuming, too. It's just so simple and gorgeous with that bra under the jacket.
Yeah, stunning. Look. Oh. They
were such a beautiful partnership, too.
That's my favorite move out there. Jenna's like, hey.
It's funny. You brought up the theater, and it's like, that is so musical theater.
It is.
He definitely infused those two worlds, for sure.
And so simple, but so, riveting.
Yes, so good.
Love it.
How about you, darling?
Well, my one, darling, I don't even believe, ever choreographed for So You Think You Dance, but I would love to see this happen.
Yes.
So Andy Blanken, I can never pronounce it properly. I'll say it.
Let's call him Andy Blanc.
No, Andy Blankenberg. Blug. Yep, you know. The one that has done all the Hamilton, In the Heights, Bandstand, worked with Lin-Manuel Miranda, Tony Awards, and his choreography. I go to New York quite a lot, and I see a lot of Broadway, and I go to London a lot, and I see a lot of West End, and just his new age choreography in those kind of hip hop style, he's so funky, and I'd love to see him come on this show.
That is an incredible idea.
Maybe they'll just come across him while they're in New York.
Right. Maybe a Broadway hip hop fusion, like you said, from
please.
Hamilton.
Please. So good. New age.
We're creating our own genres.
We hope someone from Vox is watching this, so that something can gel there.
But I would love to see more and more of the Broadway choreographers come into these shows so that people who don't get the opportunity to go to musical theater live get to see and experience more of it.
I agree. It's such a, and you think about for the dancers who maybe want to move into that Broadway
which
world.
Many do. Oh my
many
gosh.
Many do, yeah. Exactly. So it's a nice little showcase. What is this show all about, right? If you're not going to win the top prize, like, showcase yourself. So, oh, so good.
I love that.
I love you guys. We brought Broadway to the people.
Yes.
So next week, drum roll. We're going to talk hip hop. So this is what we require or ask of our guests. That's right. Please, our friends watching the live chat, watching our show, tweet us. We'll give you our handles at the end of the show, but tweet us your favorite hip hop dance from So You Think You Can Dance history and or choreographer, and we might just put you on our show.
Yeah.
We might just give you a little name drop. So hip hop next week. It'll be fun.
So many.
Oh my gosh. So,
so good. So many.
That is the discipline that I love more than anything because the one I just can't do.
I can do all the others, just not hip-hop. Yeah. But we talked about this, I think, week one. Like, it's just something, it's like in your blood. I don't know if you can really, like,
you have to sit in the pocket and have that rhythm. And,
Are you a hip-hopper?
I mean, just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
Just a little bit.
I got the rhythm. That segment. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Well,
and please let us know what you guys think of the Broadway segment. Like, let us know your favorite Broadway people, too, because this is exciting.
Lovely, yes. And you can add that when you watch our show in the little chat there, even after the live chat. So.
Perfect.
Please be involved with us again. Tweet us. We want to highlight you on our show. So, and then what do you guys think? I know I have to keep my mouth for
yes,
little
you
button
do.
On
she
it.
Got the info. She got
I would
the 411.
Love to just see what you guys think about predictions. So far, what you've seen, who do you think?
Love and now, it. You're After Buzz TV.
Take it in. Take it in.
I love that.
And we're transported. So what do you guys think about who you've seen? Who do you think could possibly be top 20 material?
Oh, there's quite a few, aren't there?
I know.
Like,
honestly.
From this episode, maybe, then.
Okay. Well, for tonight, definitely for me, Gabrielle, who I see as Alvin Ailey, amazing dancer. And Evan, obviously, Tap Tap Tapper. And then Victoria as well, for sure.
Yeah, Victoria, hands down. I think that... we haven't seen much ballroom, so I'm excited to see who else will step up because we have to have a strong one in the top 20, so Jordan could be potential. However, if you saw the previews for next week, there's a spicy ballroom routine coming up.
Is.
So I'm excited, and that girl looks like she has a lot of energy and a big ball of joy. So.
Yeah.
Competition. I don't know.
I
it's
know.
Hard.
Well, and with Magna, I'm just like, I don't know how anybody is going to be able to compete with her.
Yes.
She's so strong.
She's awesome.
I hope that, anyway, it's like you get to this point and you're like, I hope they do well through Academy.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them, and
there
only
are.
Tough, isn't it?
Only a few can make it. So,
and that's what I love just about the Academy. True colors are shown because not only are they tested for other technique and genres, but also how they work with others and how they receive the choreography.
And
so,
feedback.
Some of our favorites, they
well, and at an accelerated rate, which is what this show is all about. Sometimes they're throwing four or five dances in 1 week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's what a lot of Academy too is throwing stuff at these dancers and seeing, like you said, how they adapt. So, we have lots to look forward to. Next week, we're going to be checking New York, and then we're into Academy Week. So we'll see you guys all then. I am Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media, at Becky Sotero. Again, tweet me, Instagram me. I want to see your videos.
Awesome. And everyone, my name is Kim Davey, and you can follow me on all my social media, at Kim Davey Live.
Yes, and I am Jessica Williams. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams, and on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW. And please be sure to like our video, subscribe, and comment, because we would love to keep in contact with you.
Ladies, thank you. It was so fun.
Thank
we'll see
you,
everybody next
Becky.
Week.
Bye.
See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later!
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.